This is Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. Yee yee! So tonight we are rolling solo. This is Ziggy. Cam is unfortunately under the weather right now, so this beer is for you. I hope you feel better, and but the show must go on, right? So as you know, if you listen to us or follow us, we are picking our division winners in each division in the NFL, and I have a very hard job tonight to do this all by myself, right? But I'm going to go ahead and do it because, like I said, the show must go on. I do think that this is probably going to be one of the easiest divisions to go through and to figure out because every team in the NFC West has basically lost a step except for one. The Niners are still in rebuild mode. The Cardinals, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. And then the Seattle Seahawks, there is no Legion of Boom. Their offense keeps getting weapons taken from them. Their offensive line is still a question mark. I don't know. I just think that, like I said, this is probably going to be the easiest division for us to talk about or for me to talk about ever in history besides, like, maybe the AFC East or, you know, even the AFC North, honestly. Every other division is going to be a lot tougher, obviously, because there's more competitive teams. So, at any rate, since, I mean, we don't have to really discuss too much as far as the other teams. I do like the direction that the Niners are going in because the simple fact is that, you know, obviously they got their quarterback. They're trying to build. They're trying to build around him as little as possible. No, they're trying to protect him. They're doing a couple things on defense as well. I still don't know who the hell he's going to throw to. I do like the tight end Kittle, but I couldn't name another receiver on their squad right now. It's disheartening for them. But they are the closest to me to do it. I don't believe in Sam Bradford. I don't think Russell Wilson will be able to stay afloat. He's going to be, you know, running for his life, and then he's going to be throwing to maybe one receiver, maybe two. And their defense is going to be, you know, a question mark as well. So, I mean, the Rams, I mean, they're just building. I don't know who decided to let the Rams just go crazy like they did. They were already a really good team. Jared Goff, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, and only 7 interceptions. I mean, that's ridiculously insane. His percentage completion is 62%. Dude is an animal. I mean, they didn't do anything but just get better as far as, I mean, in my mind, they got better as far as positions went. Now their schedule is ridiculous. Their schedule is tough as hell. So let me go over that real quick because I do see because this like I said this division is really theirs to lose. Like they don't even have to really, all they have to do is beat their, you know, their division, the people in their division, which is really not that hard. But they are tied for 5th toughest schedule along with Seattle, and like I said, Seattle is a big ass question mark. So it really kind of, you know, there's no way to tell, you know what I'm saying? If they're tied with Los Angeles for the toughest schedule, I mean, that's, and look at Los Angeles' squad, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just really, really tough to even try to compare the two. But at any rate, Niners are 15th on that toughest schedule too, by the way, because that is going to play a major role in them being very close to winning that division too. They're going to win a lot of good games. They're going to win a lot of games just off the simple, or not a lot of games. They're going to win a couple of games just off the simple fact of who they're playing. But the Rams, they open up with the Raiders, which is almost like a home game because it's down the street. Then they play the Cardinals at home. Then they play the Chargers at home, which that's a home or away game, whatever you want to say. At least that's how I see it. And then you got the Vikings. Tough. Those are two tough games. The Vikings and the Chargers are going to be two tough games. They're at the Seahawks. Playing at Seattle's tough, but it's not, like I said, it's not going to be as tough with that squad that they're putting on the field. So in all honesty, like I said, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be tough for the Rams because the next few games, though, are actually going to be really tough. They play at the Broncos. Then they get at the Niners, which is hit or miss. Then they get the Packers at home, at the Saints. Then they play the Seahawks. And then they play, this is an interesting one because they actually play in Mexico. They play the Chiefs. So they gave up a home game to play in Mexico, and they're playing the Chiefs, who may or may not be good by November. So it really depends on which Chiefs, you know what I'm saying, show up. If Pat Mahomes, you know, if he comes in and just does his thing, if not, then, you know what I'm saying, they're beat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if they're beat. It's going to be a tougher game. Then they're at the Lions, at the Bears, and then they have to face the Eagles. The championship-winning Eagles, who did not lose a step either, who, in my mind, may repeat to be Super Bowl defenders. But it just, like I said, it just depends. But that's in December. And then they got the Cardinals and Niners again at the end. Which, like I said, if the Niners are playing it close because the Niners have a pretty light schedule, then they may actually end up, you know, fighting for the division in that last game of the season, which would be great to watch. I'm not gonna lie, which would be great because that, other than that, that division is just disgustingly terrible. Because I don't believe in Seattle. I don't believe in Sam Bradford. I don't know what the hell Arizona's doing. I like Larry. You know what I'm saying, but he's old. David. They're running back. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Arizona's just not, like I said, Arizona, I mean, you put 8 men in a box and you shut down him, and then you got to let Sam Bradford's got to beat you. That's not, I'm not, nobody's scared of that. So, like, you know, as far as the Cardinals go, I just, you know what I'm saying, I just don't believe in them. So, at any rate, moving along, because that just, it's such a terrible division. But their roster is just solid, man. The Rams just through and through are solid. So, at any rate, I've been talking too long about the Rams. We all know the Rams are going to win the division. But let's talk about their beer. First off, I would like to give a huge shout-out to Golden Road Brewing. I found it at Total Wine. Took me like a half hour to find it, but I found it. And they are brewed out of Los Angeles. And they had Mango Cart, which is like a mango wheat ale. Actually, one of the best beers we've had on the show. Not gonna lie, it's kind of sweet. It's you can tell it's beer, but it's, like I said, it's kind of sweet. It has a little, you know, like the fruit. You can taste the fruit in it. But it's just, you know, I don't know. Like I said, it's sweet, but it's really good. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, you could pop this up at a party and everybody would be okay with drinking it. Even the people that aren't beer drinkers would drink this. So shout out to Golden Brew for this. I love the can. The can is like yellow, shows the strip, shows a dude, a Mexican, I guess, and with a cart with a knife in his hand, I guess, cutting up mangoes. And it's a series inspired by iconic fruit cart vendors of Los Angeles. So, cheers to Golden Brewing. I'm going to be trying to order more of this. This is really good. And it wasn't that bad. It was only like $7.99 or $8. So, not bad, you know, for a six-pack of something that's technically exotic for Texas. So, I'd like to also, like I said, we don't really need to talk too much about the division. We already know NFC West is pretty much locked up. At least this year it is. Depending on what San Francisco can do in the next year or two to build around Jimmy G, the porn star dater. That's very weird to me. Like, first off, we're going to go off subject for a second. Jimmy G dates this porn star, goes on a date with her, whatever the case may be. She's, like, out of all the porn stars I've ever seen in my life, she's not the best looking. Maybe he was rocking with her personality. I'm cool with that. But if you're going to go with a porn star, you typically want to go with somebody that everybody wants. Not a B-roll, you know. Maybe she just did some nasty things and he just took it to dinner for that. I don't know. But I'm out. Like, she was not attractive at all to me. I just, you know, I can't even believe that Jimmy did it. Like, I just... and then he tried to backtrack it, like, man, I didn't know my life was on such a public standpoint. Like, bro, you are starting quarterback for the 49ers. Your life is no longer private ever. Like, so, and she was just bragging and talking about it. It was just bad. That was a lose-lose situation for that man. I don't know. We'll... I'm gonna leave that alone because that's just bad. I want to go ahead and give a shout out and a big up to LeBron James, man. LeBron James did something like that. Obviously, unless you're under a rock, you already know about with the school that he opened up, the I Promise School. I mean, bro, that's why you can consider him the GOAT. That's why the argument, that's why people can you know, argue about him being the GOAT. Jordan built jails, Bron built schools. Like, let that sink in for a second. Jordan built jails, Bron built schools. That's insane, bro. So, maybe on the court he doesn't have the killer instinct. Kobe and Jordan were still more fun to watch because they were more scoring type. They scored more. But you cannot deny how great of a man that LeBron James is, all while still being one of the greatest as far as a player. The man is the philanthropist word gets thrown around a lot for people. That dude has earned he's earned it. And people will still talk about him like, you know, he's just, you know, he's just an athlete, He's trash. He still hasn't won enough rings. And come on, fam, just celebrate greatness and accept it. That was huge. And the Lakers, of course, got behind it. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was done in Ohio, they pumping it up, promoting it and everything like that, like, as they should, because that's their franchise now. And I think, honestly, like I said, I think that right there is going to just put him above a lot of people as far as, you know, in my mind, as far as greatest athletes. Then let's talk about Leonard. This situation in Toronto is actually getting kind of crazy. The GM said that they were sitting there talking for hours. Could have talked longer, but, you know, they had some other business and stuff to take care of. Do I see another Paul George situation going on? It's crazy to me to say that, but if Toronto gets to the Eastern Conference Finals or they get to the finals period, we may have a problem in Toronto. They may have gambled correctly in Toronto for that. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. I think man, if they end up signing him for a long-term deal and putting the pieces together, they may have gambled and won in that deal. Not to say that the Spurs didn't win in that deal, but aren't going to win in that deal. But if Toronto actually ends up signing this dude, that's got to be the best bet, best gamble that a GM has ever taken with his career in a team, like, at all. That's crazy to me. And I don't know, he's showing up, taking pictures and talking, and obviously he's not talking to the media yet or anything, but, you know, they're he wants to play. It's not like he doesn't want to play. It's not like he's not going to play all year. He just wants to play basketball. And if they end up going far in the East and their big green giant is gone to the West now, they may actually end up being a real, like I said, a real problem if Leonard decides to say, you know what, I like the city. I like everything going on here. I can stay for 4 or 5 years. That's scary, bro. That's scary. And that's what you call cojones. Because that man, he bet big on the fact that Leonard was going to stay. So that's just, I mean, that's crazy to me. But yeah, man, I know we're supposed to be talking about the NFC West. But I just, like I said, I don't believe in anybody but the Rams. I mean, their roster speaks volumes. Brandon Cook's sewn up. You know, they got Jared Goff on a great, great rookie contract. they just got Gurley locked in for an extension. So, I mean, they're really doing everything that they need to do as far as keeping the team together. I don't know what's going on with their the best defensive lineman in the league. Stat-wise and otherwise, like, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but they need to get it together because that man needs to be signed, like, ASAP. There's no reason that man ain't signed. It's just, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. He is a problem. So, I don't know. You tell me what you think. Am I crazy? I know all the Niner fans are, we believe in Jimmy. We believe in Jimmy, but I'm sorry to tell you, Jimmy can't play by himself in an 11-man game, an 11-man team game. He can't do it all by himself, so I believe in Jimmy. He's going to be a great quarterback, shown flashes of it already, but he's going to need some help, and until he gets that help, I don't believe that San Francisco is going to be able to stop that they're going to be able to stop the Rams. I mean, that's just real. So now it is time for the Soul Snatchers of the Week. Man, it was some heat this week, man. I personally liked a lot of sneakers that dropped. The Off-White Prestos, the black ones dropped. Actually, I think they surprise dropped them. They were supposed to drop them over the weekend, and then surprise dropped them today. The Shoe Palace plus Nike Huarache White University Reds, they dropped. They're actually pretty dope. We posted them on our IG page. Got a lot of love from them. They were very, 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 very dope. They're like all white with the Nike and Just Do It and bricks and everything like that, and on the tongue with the red strap, like the red Huarache back strap, whatever the case may be. Fire. I will be getting those this week. Shoe Palace already has them on standby for me. So then you have the Air Jordan 10 cements. These are kind of crazy to me. Like, I'm a 10 fan. I'm a 13, 4, 10 Jordan kind of fan and ones. But these 10s, like, 10s are at the bottom of the like list for me. And these are fire as hell. They are all gray with, like, the black tongue and then the white and black bottom. And they're not crazy, like, priced. At least in my mind, they were only, like, $150, $190, something like that, which is about normal for Jordans nowadays anyway. And, yeah, it was just, you know, I think they're probably one of the hottest 10s that dropped this year so far. There were the other 10s. What were the 10s? The Westbrook 10s. Really like those, but, you know, to me, the red and the blue and it was cool. But the cements, hands down, just fire. And this obviously wouldn't be a Soul Snatchers. They, you know, without Kyrie somewhere in the mix. Man, Kyrie has been in his bag lately with these cereal sneakers, the Lucky Charms he popped up with at the training for the Olympics. Oh my God. Just crazy tough. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch ones he got coming. Man, this is crazy. Anyway, for us regular people that can't get those right now, the Triple Blacks came out. The Triple Black Kyrie 4s came out. Obviously, the name is, and it speaks for itself. They're all black. They're really good. They're literally fire. Like, they're just all black. You know what I'm saying? You can't really go a little hint of gray in there every once in a while just to remind you that it isn't all black. But it's really triple black. Like, black check, black, you know, everything. So, it was dope. And then there was a couple good sneakers for the ladies. They had the EXP 14s come out for the ladies. The grays, to me, really dope. The EXPs are actually really comfortable. And they're actually, like I said, their colorways are pretty dope. So these are pretty fire, man. Like if you got a girl and you want to get her some nice kicks, a birthday coming around or something like that, or you got a daughter, school starting, these EXPs would be probably the perfect setup for. Like I said, they gray with a little bit of black on the back of the shoe and the white sole, fire. And then. Much to my counterpart's dismay, I'm sure. Adidas dropped some more NMDs, the R1s. They were black with green marble. They call them the green marbles. These are pretty fire, and I'm kind of mad I couldn't go get them like I should have went and got them. But Adidas be playing games, so, you know, it is what it is. Nothing you can really do about that. You can only get them at Adidas stores or on Adidas online, and yeah, good luck with that. So, God, this is a good beer. So that makes five. And then, last but not least, we're going to go ahead and go with the... you know, I'm going to have to say the women's 13s, the women's Phantom 13s, dope as hell. They're all white with, like, the gray bottoms, gray and white bottoms. Dope as hell. Me personally, like I said, I'm a fan of the 13s. And if these are just for women's, I might still cop them anyway because they're just white and gray. They fire, like, you know what I'm saying? It don't really even matter that they call them the women's Phantom. They dope, like... they have snake skin at the bottom. Maybe not. But still, they'd be nice to get on shorty's feet. So if you got a girl again or you got a daughter or something like that, these is definitely some fire shoes for her to go to work or school in or something like that. It just really depends on who you're buying them for, right? So those were the Soul Snatchers of the week. Let me know if you think I'm crazy or if I missed one or if I'm, you know, I'm off about the 13s or the 10s. Let me know. If you want to go try out the Golden Road Brewing Company, they do a couple things with Total Wine here in Dallas and some of the other stores in the East Coast. So be on the lookout for them. I'm bigging them up. This mango cart was fire. Like, I'm going to finish this whole six pack tonight. Easily. But that's our show tonight. I do thank you. Again, like I said, I hope my man Cam is feeling better. Like I said, he was under the weather, so I'm doing this solo dolo. And, I do want to thank everybody for, you know, chiming in, tuning in. You can catch us at Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. You can catch that on Instagram. You can catch us at... Beer 30O on Twitter, Beer 30 Sports O'Clock on Facebook as well, and Sports O'Clock Beer 30 at gmail.com. So let us know what you thought of the show. Let me know if you think I'm crazy. Let me know if, if I missed any shoes, any soul snatches, anything like that, just let me know. You know, it's always good to hear from everybody. I'm actually reading a tweet right now that's from somebody. Oh, man. So that is our show. I do thank you for rocking with us because this is Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. Yay, yay! And I'm out.